Chapter 9. Let us refresh ourselves with the light of wisdom. In chapter 16, verses 5 to 11 of the Gospel according to John, we read, "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world to its shame concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." We will now translate these words into a language of current interest to all of us, in order that none will think that this relates to a historical matter concerning the historical Jesus the Lord with his disciples. The truth, the reality about the Gnostic spiritual school, is that it shall disappear after having appeared. After the Gnostic school has been established, after it has been rooted in time, after it has manifested itself in a life field of the seventh cosmic domain, which is heavenly burdened with delusion, pain, and sorrow, the school and its body must begin to move and start on its journey to the life field of the soul, to the sixth cosmic domain. If this would not happen, the school would serve no useful purpose in the essence of time. Therefore, as soon as the school is established and is fully prepared for its task, it begins with the accomplishment of this task, which is its departure. This is a task which is difficult to comprehend for dialectical persons and which makes them feel sad. Do understand, however, that this departure from the realms of death causes a pulling, an attracting current, and it will be through this very pulling current that many, instead of bidding farewell to the departing school, will, on the contrary, experience a strengthening of their bond with the school and travel along with the departing body. The school, after having finished its task, closes its doors, not to open them again except on very rare occasions. It speaks, "Make yourselves ready, for we are leaving." The school prepares itself for setting out on its journey to the new home of souls. It separates from the hard, dark earth. To be able to do this, it needs power. Now, when this power is set in motion, is put to use and applied, and sufficient headway is gained, then at the same time a power of attraction, a helping pulling current develops. A radiation develops such as was totally unknown before in the world, a stimulating factor for seeking souls, and so, an unpremeditated help. This clarifies the words, "If I do not go away, the Helper cannot come to you." This helper, this helping radiation, can come only when the school celebrates its departure. Do you now understand one of the most important purposes of the Gnostic work? The purpose of the school's departure from the world is to set that stimulating stream into motion. Therefore, in a translation from the Dutch authorized version of the Bible, it is so beautifully expressed. "It is to your advantage that I go away. It is salutary. It is healing for you." Perhaps you have often wondered whether the results obtained are conformable to the efforts which are presently being exerted by the spiritual school. What tremendous energy is being spent for so little useful return? But the useful return must and will come only when the school sets out for its destination. We, the present group, constitute the fuel, the possibility for the departure. The moment we make the resolution to do all that is necessary to merge into the new life, and our rocket can rise from the ground below, the helping radiation becomes a fact. In and through this current, many will enter the new realm, and this stream, this helper, will convince the world to its shame concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. The world will look on in amazement at how great a number of human beings existentially tear themselves loose from the grip of nature in order to follow a higher destination. The helping stream will be so fundamental that no adversary will be able to do anything against it. It has been proven over and over again in the history of Gnosticism that the helping stream, which came after the withdrawal of a Gnostic nucleus, was able to carry away thousands. So we see the significance of the sacred Gospel of John shown in a radiant light. May this light of wisdom refresh us. May it fortify and comfort us. Let us, in this light, in this power, and this consolation, accomplish our tasks.